We got this girl fresh off the Grammys.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
I love this song, and I'm so happy you guys are here today. It's To The Point with Kristen Burt, presented by Dance Network and Popcorn Talk. And we finally got her in studio. Yes, you guys have been asking me for weeks and months and everything else. It is Koine Iwasaka. Hey. So, Iwasaki,
It's okay.
I know your name.
It's okay.
I was like, let's try that again. It's Koine Iwasaki. Hi. You know, I was so focused in on, do I call her Coco or do I call her Koine?
Or quinoa. I mean, quinoa. Really, it's anything you want at this
point. What are we going to do? Yeah, you're gonna go by Koine though, right?
Yes, let's go by Koine.
All right, because I know that was very confusing. I guess it was confusing for So You Think.
Yeah.
The same thing happened when we had Impavido here. She's like, I really want to be Impavido. Yeah. And they were like, it's Kaylee. She's like, I don't feel like Kaylee.
Days I feel like Coco. Some days I feel like Koine. It's like, one could be my alter ego.
All right, I love it. What does Coco do that Koine doesn't do?
Oh, that's a good question.
Right?
I feel like Coco's more of like the... like the fierce side of me, I think.
It's like Sasha Fierce.
Yeah, exactly.
Beyonce has Sasha Fierce. Exactly. You've got Coco.
Mm-hmm. When I'm Coco, it's like I'm just more, I don't know. It's like a little bit of flavor in there.
Yeah, a little feistiness. Feistiness is good. We like that. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in. I know that you have just been so busy. I saw the tour here in LA. It was incredible.
Thank you.
The fans were like, why didn't you get the entire top four? And Fox only gave us Lex, unfortunately, just because of timing and schedules and everything on that final week. And so I was like, I will do my best to get everyone in. I've got Taylor on the schedule too, you guys. Yay. So just let you know. We're working on Kiki. Well, we always like to talk dance stories. And I think yours is so fascinating because you go all the way back. You were born in Japan.
Yes. Yes, I was born in Japan. I moved to America when I was 2. And pretty much we moved because my parents just wanted my brother and I to, you know, just have a life of what, like, to be able to do whatever we wanted to do and to just, you know, they wanted to move here as well. So we kind of all just moved and, you know, nobody obviously spoke English. And that was like a big part of my childhood was like learning English and Japanese at the same time because I was such a baby. So I learned Japanese in my home and then at the same time I was trying to learn English, but like for homework and stuff like that, like my parents couldn't help me. My brother really couldn't help me. So it was a bit of a struggle. But I mean, that's when dance kind of came in and just took my mind off of all of that. Because
did your mom say, you know, like, let's sign you up for dance class? Because a lot of moms encourage that.
I actually remember exactly when she asked me. I was actually, my dad just believed that, like, anything that I did, I should just, being flexible is a good thing. Like just stretching in general is good. And he did karate when he was younger as well. So I think that was just in him. And so I was actually stretching. Like I was like in a butterfly and watching TV during a commercial. And he was just like pushing my legs down a little bit. And I was like 2. And I remember my mom going, hey, do you want to dance? Like she was looking at the Yellow Pages and it was a Sunday. I know that too. And the one studio that was open on a Sunday for some reason was the studio called Dancing Plus that I have grown up in. And I was there for 16 years until I graduated.
Oh my gosh, you were like so homegrown at that was studio.
My home. Yeah. And I have never been to any other studio. That was like my one studio. And it was just because they were open on a Sunday. And then they welcomed me in, open arms. And that's been my home since then. So
that's incredible. Yeah, too, just awesome. Thinking, oh, she's kind of flexible. Let's put her in dance class.
Yeah. Well, my brother, my parents wanted my brother and I to be able to do something that didn't require speaking English. And so dancing for me was something that I could just watch and copy. And so if you look at like my recital videos when I was a baby, I was literally like looking and then I was like a step after everybody else because I just didn't know what my teacher was saying. I really didn't.
I think we take this for granted, like being born here in the U.S. and you know, obviously just understanding English because that's what's spoken here primarily. Yeah. And then I also think like of your parents and the struggle that they had to and trying to learn English and raise a family and work and
at
everything
the same
else.
Time,
and the culture shock. There's always culture shock.
Yeah, I mean, when I speak to my parents about it, I get so emotional because I hear them talking about it and like I'm totally fine now. So I'm like, wow, I can't even imagine if I wasn't able to speak English or if I just moved somewhere and it was culture shock. Like I moved to LA like about a week and a half ago and it's kind of a culture shock for me. And it's just LA. Like I can't even imagine how they handled everything and it's incredible how like it's turned out over the years. So
I know and they did a lot for their family obviously and what they wanted to create and give you guys opportunities and things like that. And
it definitely keeps me going. And whenever I feel like just something tells me I can't, I'm like, oh my goodness, my parents did this whole thing for my brother and I. They've created a whole life for us, and they've pushed through every obstacle. Like, I have nothing to complain about. You know, it keeps me going 100%.
I would understand that. Do they know anybody in the Florida area?
So when my mom, she was a nurse in Japan, and she did like a foreign exchange program. Mm-hmm. And so she came to Tennessee, and this family from Tennessee kind of just brought my mom in, and mm-hmm. then they grew so close that even still to this day, I call them my relatives. Like, they are family to me, and they pretty much, when we moved to America, they helped us with everything, getting situated and getting a car and getting a job, and they really just did everything for us, you know, to be able to, because we didn't know how to speak English, obviously, so right. they pretty much did everything, and yeah, my parents and I, all of us, thank them, like, every day just for all of that, because they wow. really helped. Yeah.
So were you in Tennessee first and then Florida, or...
I think I was probably in Tennessee while getting all the paperwork and everything and then, ready, and then we moved to
gotcha.
Florida.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, wow. That was a lot.
It was a lot. I mean, I really don't remember it. Like, I have a strange thing. Like, I don't remember my childhood that much. I don't know why.
You were two, though.
Yeah, I know. But some people, like, my friends remember things from when they were, like, babies. I don't remember
I know.
Anything.
I think, like, around nursery school is when I started remembering things.
I think
things.
I remember, like, some like traumatic moments or, like, funny moments that's happened in my yeah. life. But I don't remember, like, an everyday thing. And yeah, it's weird. I don't
That's
know.
Okay. You're here. You're yeah, good.
I remember now. So,
when did dance become a serious thing for you?
Oh, man. I think I was, I would say when I was probably six.
That's early.
I mean, I know that's not.
No, good. But when you're like, I want to yeah, take more
I
than
competed.
One class.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so I started competing when I was like 6 years old. I had a dance called Girl in the Band. I was like the drummer. And, yeah, that's to me when I was like, yeah, I want to do this for the rest of my life. And I would say when I was about 8, I had my first solo. And that's when I kind of realized, like, oh, I really, really, I'm going to do this professionally. I mm-hmm. don't know what else I want to be, but I want to be a dancer. Like, and then since then, it's never changed. I've never faltered from, like, not wanting to dance, or I've never gone there. I've just... Dance
You're not like,
always
my
been.
Fallback job is...
Yeah, yeah, I've actually never had a fallback job or a thought of it. You know, now I'm thinking like, hey, I want to do commercials or acting, or I want to get into other things, you know, from dancing being my main core. But just growing up, I was never like, oh, I want to be a teacher or a doctor. I mean, I think it's amazing, but I've just... My focus has been dance since I was like born, so it's...
That's great.
Yeah, it's been cool.
I heard you were inspired by season 2 of So You
yes,
Think You Can Dance.
I was, because Jessica Fernandez... She was on the show, and she actually came to my studio to teach. And she became one of, like, the main teachers at my studio for a year or two. Mm-hmm. And in that time frame, she kind of came in and kind of took me under her wing. And when I saw the show, and then I saw her, and I was just, like, with her all the time, I literally told myself, like, I want to do exactly that. And,
oh, my gosh.
And she pretty much kind of lit the fire in me that's, like, yeah, I'm going to do this. Like, I will work however hard I need to work, and I will, you know, keep going until I get to, you know, a happy place. And, I mean, I'll always keep striving, because there's never really a destination point of, like, what I've accomplished.
Right.
There's always something more that I want to do. But, yeah, she kind of, like, lit that in me, and that's when I saw her season, I was like, yeah, I want to do
Which was
so
Allison Holker's season, who you were yes. on with, and she's an all-star.
Yeah,
and let's crazy. Talk about that, because Allison's, like, dancing as probably yeah. better now, actually, than even 5 years ago, and so... Look at that. You can keep going. Like, don't sit. I mean, because people are always like, I'm getting old. Or, no, yeah, you're not. Like, no. Just if you keep your body in great shape. And
yeah, which I hope to. So,
yeah, as an athlete. I love that, though. Yeah. We were little. I would have been like, if I had been watching season 2 and then I was on the show with Allison,
yeah,
I would have been
crazy.
Like.
Yeah, it's so surreal. I mean, just being there and seeing all the All-Stars, I was like, oh, my goodness. You know, and Gabby Diaz, she's one of my great friends. And we've had a teacher. We have the same teacher for a couple years, like, mm-hmm. growing up in Miami and everything. And so to see her on the show, obviously to see her on her season was obviously so inspiring and incredible. And then to see her win, I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
like,
and I think that was an unexpected win,
and closer
too.
And closer. And I was like, all right, guys, like, I need to get on the show. I need to do it. I need to represent how they've been. And to be there and to see her and to be with Gabby for so long, it's been unreal. It's been
that's
amazing.
That's so fun. And, yeah. of course, season 13, they're like, we're going to do kids. And you're like, wait a minute.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because that's when I was finally 18 and I was able to audition with season 13. And then I was just I was like, what? Like, when I found out that it was kids, oh my goodness, I think I probably cried.
There were a lot of heartbroken dancers out there. Yeah. I know I'm a sure couple all others. Of us
in our age, yeah, we were all like, no, because, you know, you wait for that time. You wait for the moment till you're 18 to be able to audition, so.
So season 14 was obviously the first opportunity you have to audition. Yeah. You auditioned in New York, and we have a photo of it because it's so great. Oh, because Impavido is in line in front of you.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yep.
I was like, I love that.
Yeah. And it's crazy because she was the one person I clicked with, you know, because we were in line together. And from the first day of the auditions, somehow I kept like running into her. And so, like, coincidentally, on our van back to like our photo shoots or anything like that, it was always her and I in the same van.
It's funny.
It was just so crazy. And then she got top 10 and I got top 10. And then we were like, oh my gosh, we've been with each other for so long.
Like, since the beginning.
Yeah, since the beginning. So it's been amazing. It's really cool. It's really cool.
I was watching the Build series interview with you and Lex. And I love that. Like, no, but it was great because it was like, Lex was like, I was like the first to audition. And then you were like, I was like the last one of the day.
Yeah.
And if people don't know, there is a fast pass in the line, by the way. And I have a feeling Travis probably got Lex the fast pass to audition first or second. But there is a fast pass for the front section. I saw it in LA. It's people that have either auditioned before, right, they're familiar with. Maybe they have a sibling who was on the show. So you're waiting. You had a really long day.
I was literally the last person to audition in front of, you know, Nigel, Mary, and Vanessa. And yeah, just waiting there. Oh, my goodness.
The nerves.
I mean, I think I ate like one apple and a granola bar.
I'd be nauseous.
Because I honestly couldn't eat. And I mean, I usually handle nerves very well, like, because I've been a competition dancer my whole life. So I've kind of known how to like handle my nerves. But for this, for So You Think, I still to this day say like it was the most nerve wracking I've ever been in my life.
Wow.
Just because it's just like the dream that I've always, you know, like,
and there they are.
Saw, and they're right in front of me. And just going off on the stage, I was like, oh my God, oh my God. Oh
how
my
did
God.
You center yourself in that moment? Because that's the important thing, is if you don't center yourself, you're going to be all over the place.
Breathing, I think, you know, it sounds so silly, but breathing exercises, it really helps. And my mom taught me that a couple years ago when I started to like become a teenager and stuff. She was just like, breathe, inhale 3 seconds, inhale, exhale 3 seconds.
Super
and
deep.
And if you do deep, deep breaths, it does like calm you down, and it mentally, and it just soothes you. So I really had to dig deep. And I kind of at that point was like, this is your moment. So you better do, you know, everything that you can do at this time. Like, this is not the time to now bottle up and be nervous. Like, I was like, this is the time to finally be yourself. And, you know,
you waited 12 seasons for this.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Might as well. So now's the time.
When did you, like, right when you finished, did you feel like you had nailed it? Or did you kind of wait for the judge's response?
No, I think when I finished, I was like, I didn't even remember what I just did. Oh. I think I was more in the state of like, what just happened? Did I do good? Did I do bad? I had no idea. And when I think they had all stood up for me. So all three of the judges, they stood up, and I was like, oh my goodness. Like, I guess that's a good sign.
You're like, this
but
is
I was
good.
So tired, and I needed water. And I remember being like, come on, don't choke up. Don't choke up. Because I was like, the skull was a lot.
You're like, oh my gosh. And then you get that ticket.
Yeah.
I love always talking about people, which is no longer Vegas week, LA week, whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
What was that like for you? Because it really is boot camp, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember there was one night where we got to the hotel at 2 a.m. and we had to be up by 4:30. And me and my roommate, Alexis, we were both just like pushing through. I mean, she gave me, you know, we both gave each other like vitamin C. We both gave each other tea at night because we just needed to make sure our bodies were okay because it was so easy for us to get sick. And just keeping, you know, the right mentality and the right energy to keep going. So, yeah, it was a lot. But
what was the hardest round?
Ballroom.
Ballroom was the hardest.
Oh, my goodness. 1,000%. During the ballroom rounds, I literally thought to myself. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And I just thought to myself, like, yeah, this may be the round that I just go home. Like, I really, in my head, was like, what do I do at this point? Because the first, I would say, like, 30 minutes of it. I think we only even had, like, an hour to learn it. But the first 30 minutes, I was so overwhelmed. And for some reason, like, of course, me, I was the one who's never done ballroom. And I ended up with, like, two partners. So I had one that was contemporary and then one that was a ballroom dancer, so which was great. So I was like, okay. And then they both obviously want to try it at the same time. So I was just like, what do I do?
I'd be like, I need to do it with the ballroom person first to get it in my body.
Yeah, it was so crazy. And I mean, yeah, it was really funny, though. It was very funny. But until, like, the last 20 minutes, my mind was just so overwhelmed. I couldn't center myself to be okay. And then I think something clicked in me where I was like, yeah, you need to do it, because if you want to be on the live shows, you need to pass the round. So mm-hmm. you better get it together. And I think that's kind of when my brain just clicked and somehow pulled it across.
Yeah. And being on Marco's team, I have to say, like, and I said this to you guys, like, mm-hmm. press line all summer long. I was like, this is just such a genius partnership. Because Marco is a little bit reserved. Yeah. You know, I've interviewed him a bunch, and sometimes he's just kind of laid back. Yeah. And you brought something out in him that he was, like, sparkly all season and, like, talking a lot. And I was like, this is so great.
It was fun. It was a really good balance. Yeah, we had a great balance because he had both of our, I would say, like, mentalities were very similar, just on how we work and our work ethic was really, really, really good together. So, you know, whenever I felt a little down, he would pick me up. When he felt a little down, I would pick him up. And we both just had a very, very good mutual balance between how we work and then how we play. So I think it was like a good balance between that. So that was really cool.
Did you know during that entire week when they're selecting, mm-hmm. you know, their contestant for the season, did you know, like, this is the right fit, pick me.
Well, once I was in his team, I mean, to be honest, Marco was the one person out of the All-Stars that I really didn't know personally about. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, because Robert, you know, he was on the other season, like, so was Marco, but I don't know. I just didn't get to, like, dive into Marco
He's quieter on social media,
too. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Just something about it. Like, I knew who Allison was. I know Gabby. You know, like, it was... Mm-hmm. So he was the one person that I just didn't really, like, know. And so when he picked me, I was like, whoa, yeah, this is cool. Like, mm-hmm. so, you know, I'm going to, like, find so much about him that I just don't know about. And you know, I was wondering how his work ethic was. And then I was like, well, we aesthetically look great together. Like, both, you know, Asian, and our height is great. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, once I was in his team for sure, I was like, oh, yeah, I this is going to be great. I want to keep staying in here.
And, you know, it's interesting with Marco. Marco was a fill-in on season 13 when Joshua had to exit the show. Yeah. So he didn't have the experience necessarily of going through the process. So I was very interested to see who he was going to select. And I was like, oh, man, he chose so well, which was
very
fun.
Close call, yeah.
It was really fun.
Yeah, it's been great.
So you when you find out you're in the top 10, and then you have to keep the secret. Like, this is the best part.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh my goodness.
That was the longest time. You know, we had media day too. Yeah. And it's like, even I, and people are like, who is in the top 10? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I cannot release it. It's Fox will kill
so
me.
Hard. Yeah. It was very hard, especially because I have such a big home studio and those people are my family, you know, like, I share everything with them. So when I couldn't and I had to just keep quiet and I was home like, oh, yeah, everything's cool.
Yeah, and you're, like, chilling out, and you're like, I can't really plan on doing anything, because
exactly,
I actually have plans.
Because I have plans, and then, it was so
You told your
crazy.
Parents, though, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Like,
were they nuts?
Knew, oh, my gosh. Well,
cry?
Oh, yeah. I mean, once I found out when we came out, you know, like, all the cameras were, like, following us, and I was like, can I go call my mom? And they were like, yeah, of course. So, you know, I had called her, and I had this voice of, like, it was either really bad or really good.
Really
so
emotional,
like,
good, yeah.
Mom, you know, just hysterical crying, and she was like, oh, my God. She's like, what? And I was like, I got in. And she was like, ah! I just remember her, like, screaming on the top
That's
of her lungs.
Awesome.
We were just crying. I don't even think we even said words. We were just like, ah!
It's, because it's the excitement of it. Of like, holy God, this is really happening.
Yeah, it was fun.
And I love this, and I've talked about it with probably everyone. The fact that you guys got to do that incredible, like, top 100 big group number.
Oh, yeah, that was really
with
cool.
Mandy Moore. I was there that day, so it was fun
for
me. Oh,
really? That's
yes.
cool.
I probably have tons of footage of you, by the way, on my phone. but it was really fun, like, watching the whole process and just everyone being able to have
process.
That experience, no matter what happened, who was in top 10 and who wasn't.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, that's when we all really got to know each other. And still now, like, I'm still friends with so many people that were in the top 100. And I actually just at the Grammys, we were all backstage, and Kendrick Lamar had a whole bunch of dancers, and one of the dancers were from the Academy Week, and he came up to me, and we were both like, oh my goodness, like, how crazy, we haven't seen each other since that one rehearsal,
right?
And it was so awesome. We were like, how crazy, you know, it just connects us to so many people.
And I've got to ask, and this, next time I see Mandy Moore, I've got to ask her this, because it's so funny now going back and watching that particular number, that a lot of the people that were featured wound up in the top 10.
I know, it's crazy.
And you guys, this was not some conspiracy and it was done at the end of the week. It was done on
day. It was the first day. It was really just pick and choose of, like, whoever, you know, they wanted to do. We had all the All-Stars help us, like, section by section. So Comfort helped with the hip-hop section, and Jasmine helped our section. And we just all had all of the, you know, All-Stars helping us, and they kind of just helped put us in spots and things like that. And it's funny you say that, because Marco actually, like, when we were learning our part of the contemporary group, we had done it a couple times, and all the All-Stars were watching, and Marco was like, can you do it by yourself? And I was like, Okay. Sure. And I was so nervous because I was like, this is day one. I'm like freaking out. So I was like,
this is good.
Okay. Just like doing the, you know, the choreo, and how funny that he's my all-star. You know, like it just works out that way. And
it is.
He had no idea who I was. I didn't know who he was. Like, it's crazy.
But you do. You watch it too. And you're like, there's Logan. Oh, there's Lex.
There's Tay.
Oh, woo, there's Kiki. Like flying through. It's really funny. They chose very well the way they did that. And I was like, I wonder even like what was in Mandy's mind with all of that too.
So
I'll have to get the inside scoop from her the next time I see her, because it's actually a lingering question I've had, and I forgot to ask her.
Curious,
right? I know. The live shows are, you know, that first week has got to be so surreal.
Yeah, that was a hard week for
me. Was that a hard week? Yeah, you're like, holy cow, here we are.
Yeah, that, oh man, looking back at that week, and it's funny because it's really cool. I kept a journal throughout the live shows, just a personal journal, and every day I kind of wrote what was happening with, you know, that day and what we did and how I felt, and just a transformation from week one to like week three. It was so crazy. I mean, week one, I was like, I'm freaking out. I just feel crazy. I feel like I've lost myself. I was going through it the first week. I don't know why, but I was just spiraling down in this weird way. I mean, I'm not one to like ever go down in the deep end like that. And I started to in week one, and I was like freaking out. I think it was just because of, it was so overwhelming that I was finally on the show that I just didn't really know like where to put my energy towards. And it was, I was so in my head, and I just felt like I had to do something that I wasn't and to be something I wasn't. And it was a lot. And then I called my mom one night. It was before the first live show. I had called my mom because I was like just struggling. Just, I don't even know what it even was, but I was just going through it in my mind. I couldn't just figure out what was wrong with me because I was just crying every day. And so I called my mom and I was like, Mom, like help me. I need you to just talk to me and just tell me that everything's okay.
I'm not focused.
And, yeah. And my mom was like, Koine, get it to, like, she was like, get yourself together. Like, this is not you. Like, you got this, you know? And after that talk, I was like, starting tomorrow, I'm going to enjoy every single second of this process.
You have to be
present. And literally, after that day, I was literally like smiling, like screaming, jumping up and down every single day. So that first couple days was hard, but
yeah. And you know, it's interesting because I see it from a perspective, a backstage perspective. And I, you know, I talk with some of the choreographers before the show, like, how did the week go?
Yeah.
How was rehearsals?
Yeah.
And so I do get feedback on what's happening with you guys, because I'm, you know, I'm friends with a lot of them, and I like to get a feel for what the show's going to be like. And then I can also get a feel on the press line of how people are. And I'll tell you that you were one of the people that right away you were like,
oh, thanks.
No, but it's good though, because I actually, like, I care about everybody, and I get worried. Like, I get very invested in everyone. And sometimes when people are almost like a little, maybe too shy, I feel the nerve sometimes, I'm like, I worry that they're going to go early. Because I'm like, you got to grip and you got to just dig right in. Because so many times I get people sitting across from me going, I wasn't myself. I was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I think I could have made top six, or I could have made top four had I just been authentically who I am.
And that's the hardest part. And I'm glad I caught it early, because that's really what was happening for me the first week. I was struggling so much. And, you know, everybody's texting you and everyone's like, oh my gosh, I bet this is amazing. And of course, I'm not going to be like, I'm struggling. I was like, yeah, you know, it's cool. But in the inside, I was like crying every time I was alone. And it was just so hard for me to just relax and just be who I've been. Like, it, for some reason, it sounds so crazy. It sounds silly, because it's like, why would you be, you know, somebody else, or why would you not want to be yourself? But in that moment, it's so overwhelming. I felt like I was just so in my head. Yeah. And
well, you're not the only one. And I, you know, it's the social media. You want people to like you. You need them to vote for
you.
You
just feel like you have to just put on a face all of a sudden.
And you have got cameras. They're capturing everything.
Exactly. And I think that's what it was. I had the mics on me all the time. And, you know, the cameras are like in your face. And I'm just like, oh my God, I don't know. Like, am I allowed to be silly? Am I allowed to be goofy? Can I, you know, can I like burp by accident? Am I, you know, like just stupid things like that I do, that I'm just like silly, that I didn't know how to act. And then so after that phone call with my mom, and she was like, just be you. Like, you know, you made it, you know, and Marco really helped me with that too, because Marco, one of the first things Marco said was, I picked you because you were you, you know? And so don't be anybody else on the show. So on that, I had to just really keep like relaying those words to myself internally. And yeah, after that one time that I just let it out, I felt so much better. And then I really did enjoy. I had the time of my life.
And that's good. Because it was such a great season. Yeah. I've sent this a million times, but I'm like, season 14 is going to be one of those that we remember. Yeah. I always say like 4, 10, 14. I know 7 for some people is a big one. And it's just one of those that I'm like, I just think that you've got a lot of you guys were already working ahead of time, but yeah. You've got a lot of people that have potential to grow
we
so
had
much
a
in
great,
the industry.
Like diverse group. I mean, from Dassey, Robert, you know, Lex, Taylor, everybody, Kiki at like ballroom. It was so diverse, and I think that's what really made it cool was everybody was so different and we all just clicked so well. So it was really a cool group.
What are those dances that stick out to you still now that you're like, yes, I love? And I'm hoping you're saying that salsa number because I love that salsa number.
Yeah, I think on top of, you know, the first thing I think of is the salsa number just because that was the one style I've never done before.
There it is.
Oh, that's there them. It is. Yeah. Yeah, that lift took probably until that day to get. So it was really funny. Yeah, that was really fun. That whole process, I mean, Val, he is incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, not only just as, you know, just choreography-wise, of course, amazing, but as a teacher.
He's a great teacher.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, he made me feel like I was like a ballroom dancer. He made me feel like I was like the best salsa dancer ever. And yeah. I've never done salsa in my life. So the way that he was able to make me feel by the time I had to go on stage, I really, really appreciated because I was able to just relax and enjoy. Yeah. You know, I really just enjoyed that whole process so much. And it was so fun learning a new style. I felt like the first, you know, like a little girl in school for the first time. It was like I was just wanting to grasp everything that they gave to me because I was partnering Kiki, and I was like, oh my God, I've never felt this in my life to, you know, be partnered like that. And it was really, really fun.
The weight balance is different.
Yeah, everything is different. I mean, so you have to like be down in your hips, and you know, ballet, we have to pull up in our hips. So just everything was so new to me that it was really fun.
Those ballroom shoes hurt too.
Oh yeah, I had blisters. Nice blisters. I feel like I had blisters throughout the whole season just because like we had to wear, you know, character shoes, and we had to wear ballroom shoes, and we had to wear heels for this one and boots for this one. And yeah, and then we had to be barefoot and just like the changing of the shoes. And
you're constantly breaking in shoes.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah. So hard. It was fun. But another one I would say is probably my African.
Mm.
That was really cool. Sean Cheeseman.
Yeah.
He's incredible. I mean, we still talk, you know, like now. We like keep up with each other, and he's just a great person. We clicked. And Still I Rise was one of my favorites.
Jeez.
Too. Yeah.
Such a good
and
one.
And the closet dance. I don't know. There's so many.
I know. That hanger dance right there. Yeah. It was so funny. I sat next to Allison when we watched the tour
in
LA, and she's like, there was a transition where you guys like were on or like by the closet.
Oh yeah,
thing,
we
and then went
off,
away and then came back. Me, yeah. And she goes, "Don't tell me they're not doing it." And I'm like, "I talked to Mandy. I know that it's in there.
Yeah, everyone
it
had
has
the
to
same
be.
Reaction.
Oh
like,
my god! And
we
Allison
go
was
off
like,
stage, and everyone's like, "Wait, what?" Like everyone's so confused.
I was like, "It's got to be coming."
Yeah.
And then it comes back.
Yeah.
But it was funny because Allison was like, "No, they can't not do this."
Yeah,
so
it was
that
awesome.
Was super fun.
Yeah,
because there were some really interesting pieces, and There were a lot of pieces that really stood out this season, and I wonder when we come to Emmy's time, which ones
gonna
are going to
be in there? Yeah, I'm curious too. I mean, hopefully, you know, I don't know.
You don't know, and that's, you know, we're not on the Emmys committee, of course, and then also now we have World of Dance, like adding a little spice to the whole entree of nominations. So we'll see what happens. But
totally,
there were a lot of standouts, and you know, and
I
there's always
the
Travis Wall in the mix.
Always. Yeah, working with him was incredible. I mean, watching his process, I'm like, yeah, no wonder you're
he's a
amazing.
Genius.
There's
so I'm always like, what is in your mind, like where are you? I try and ask him each season, like where are you as an artist right now, because he's always like, this year I was exploring like these themes. And I'm always like, God, like I wish
it's
I had
crazy.
That as a reporter.
Yeah.
Like this is where my artistic aspect of reporting is going, but it's just he's on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
This was also
yes. Oh, duh. Yeah.
Pizza dance.
It was probably the most fun on stage.
That was Al Blackstone, right?
Al Blackstone.
Of course.
He was so fun to work with, and it was such a perfect timing for us to have that dance. It was when it was like the top four and it was crunch time, and it was so stressful. And that particular day when we had to learn these dances, it was literally back to back to back to back to back. And everything was so high that when Al came and he like broke that ice for us, it was like fun, pizza, laughing, enjoying, smiling. Like that rehearsal I needed so badly just because Al's such a sweet person. And obviously Lex and I, like he's my brother. So it was a lot of fun.
Well, you know what's funny too? Because Lex needed this piece because so the judges could just stop I'll say it. You can't say it. I'll say it. They can stop harping on, you need more personality. Because oh, yeah, I know for him, amazing. it was annoying. And he does have personality.
Yes, Lex had him here so this, much. Lex is
and
amazing.
He was great. So, yeah. But it was just one of those things. Yeah. I was like, he needed that comment to just
it was super
go
fun.
At it.
It was super fun to just be having fun on stage and to really laugh on stage. And especially on tour. I mean, Lex and I, every day that we did that dance, we were cracking up at each other just because we're like, we have to make silly faces and it gets the audience going. And once the audience gets going, it makes us go, you know? So it was a really, really fun dance to do.
When you guys were out on tour, were there certain, what cities like really stood out to you?
I remember, shoot.
How about your hometown?
Oh, that was incredible. That's gotta be magical. That whole day. Oh my goodness. I mean, Kiki and I, we had an interview that day in the morning with the radio station and my whole studio came and surprised me to be there. And that moment I was already in tears. And then I had the show and just when they would, you know, when they would call our names in the beginning and mm-hmm. when they were like, Koine, and I just heard the roar, I was, oh my goodness, I had tears in my eyes. And it was just a feeling of like, wow, I don't even know how to explain it. I was speechless, but it was really like my whole studio was there. And then the management for the tour, they let me bring in like 200 guests in the lobby. All 200 of my studio came and just walking out and everybody was with me, like the top 10, they all came out with me just so that, you know, everyone can have a meet and greet.
Photos.
Yes. And when I came out and it was like the clapping and I just saw all the faces that I've grown up with, like from, you know, babies of like 5 years old to like, you know, my teachers and seeing all of them there, I was like, wow, like this is my home. And, you know, and it was,
you'll always have that memory.
Yes.
Too.
And it's because of them and their support that I feel so good and that I'm able to keep going, you know, like, yeah, I
that's
love my
why
studio.
You wound up in the top two. Yeah, I mean, like I that's the that. Other thing. That's incredible.
Yeah.
How about any other cities that stood out?
Yes. What was really cool? Oh, New Orleans was really, really Ooh. Fun. They were a great group. It was like an intimate setting, but they were just so crazy.
They were into it.
Yeah, they were so in it. And the more, you know, people are in it, the better it is for us. Yeah. LA show. Incredible.
Yeah. Hello, by
that
the way.
That was our best performance.
It was.
For sure, yeah. We made sure that we put on the best show.
I know you guys had rehearsal that day. There
so
was a
nervous.
Cleanup rehearsal.
Oh, for sure.
But here's the thing. Like, the Dolby Theater is 3,300 seats. It's where the Oscars are.
Yeah.
That was a full
yeah,
house.
Yeah, it was a very, very full house.
And I didn't realize, because I went in there and I got my ticket and I looked up and I was like, holy cow, they sold third balcony. Because oftentimes they just rope off third balcony because it's so high up. And I was like, that is a good sign of a healthy tour.
It was very, very cool. I mean, to be there in the bows and just to like scan the room and see everybody, we were like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then the All-Stars came on stage for the last number. Everyone's crying. Everyone's freaking out. I mean, it was
I had the best story because I sat next to Alison Holker. Yeah. And she was sitting next to me and she was like, we got a number. We're doing like the Macy's All-Star dance.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
oh my gosh. And she's like, I just found out that I have to do the choreography. So at intermission,
oh my goodness.
She's like practicing like
really?
Right next to me.
That's
I was
so
dying.
Funny. Yeah.
It was so
we
funny.
We had no idea. I mean, all of a sudden we just heard everyone like going, oh my God, oh my God. And I was like, what is happening?
Like,
I look back and
here.
I see, you know, I see Jenna and Robert and everybody. And I was like, oh, it was a great time.
The tour was in really good shape, too. And I want to say that because I've seen other tours like late into the tour and people look tired or they look a little out of shape and things like that.
Yeah.
And the tour looks tired. And I was, when I saw the LA tour, I was like, everyone looks really fit, which is great. And so you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah,
the road, good. Which is hard. And it looked clean. And that was one of the nicest things about that.
I would definitely have to give that to Marco and Jasmine. They really did make sure that we were, you know, on top of it for all the tours. So it was cool.
Yeah, because it's easy to get lazy on tour.
It is.
I've been
it
on
is.
Tour myself.
Yeah.
It's super
it
easy.
Is. It is.
Like,
easy.
I'll sleep in. I'll eat pizza every night.
Yeah,
because
it's like you dance,
gym.
You sleep, you repeat, you know, you eat, you sleep, dance.
Yeah. But you're like visiting the gym every once in a while, believe it or not, even though you're dancing every night is a good thing.
Oh yeah, no, I had to go to the gym some days just to even just sweat it out and get my mind on other things. And because it is, you're with the same people for so long that it was a very fun time. I mean,
good.
We had crazy, crazy times, so it was fun.
Yeah, I loved it. So when did you make this decision to move to LA? Had you already known when the season finished? Or?
I kind of even told myself before So You Think Even started, like, regardless of So You Think You Dance or not, sometime in this next year, I'm going to move to LA.
Mm-hmm.
Just because ever since I was little, I've always wanted to. But I would go to LA every summer, probably since I was like 13 or so. I would go almost every summer just for like an intensive or a workshop or things like that. And every time I go, it was really hard for me at first, and I couldn't really click with LA. And I don't know, I say this to a lot of dancers, and they're all like, yeah, me either. Like, it takes time to really love LA the way people do once they live here, because it's so competitive, especially in the dance like industry. And at first I was very like, oh, I like it, but I think I like it because I think I have to be here. Like, I think that I have to be here. And, you know, so I was just more of that. And I was like trying to find the time of when I would really love LA genuinely. And right before So You Think, I was actually training under Dana Foglia. And when I had her, I had done like a 10-week program with her. Mm-hmm. And in those 10 weeks, it pretty much just forced me to make friends outside of the world, like outside of the dance industry. Right. And I was living here for 10 weeks and I found a place and I found, you know, home and go to cafes. And I just found like my
little neighborhood.
Yeah. And I found that here. And I was like, yes, now I feel ready to be able to move to LA comfortably and not have such a culture shock. So I was glad that I'm happy I was patient enough to wait until the right time. Cause when I graduated high school, I wanted to move instantly, but I don't know. My teachers were very, very smart with me and they were like, just wait till the right time, you know, like save money. Wait till the right time to go, because when you're ready, you'll know. And I really did. I like trusted my gut, and I'm glad I did, because now I love LA.
That's good. Yeah, and LA is tough. I mean, I came from New York City into LA, and you think, I've lived in a big city.
Yeah.
I got this.
It's so different.
It's so different.
It's so different. I mean, and I've been going to New York City like a lot more like the past couple months just for jobs and stuff like that. And I really like it. I really do like it in New York. Mm-hmm. And it's so different from LA too, though, because I took classes at Broadway Dance Center for the first time. And I was like, wow, it's so different than LA in such different ways. Feel. And it's so cool. Yeah.
The classes feel different.
Yeah. Everything is just different.
Yeah. And your existence is different because it's the subway and walking and weather and stuff like that. Yeah. So.
I mean, LA weather, I say, beats any place I've ever been to.
It does. It certainly does. Well, we get the traffic to make up for it. I call it our sunshine tax, you know? So I know that I was watching you here on New Year's Eve. You were in Times Square.
Yeah, that was one of my bucket lists.
That is really...
It was
freezing.
Oh.
That was... They were going through a very cold spell.
It was like 10 degrees, I believe.
I think it was one of the coldest they've ever had.
Yeah, they said in 50 years or so it was the coldest New Year's that they've ever had.
There you are.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that moment on stage, it was unreal.
So you were there with Camila.
Yeah.
Now, have you worked with her before, or was this the first time?
No, that was my first time working with her. Yeah, it was really cool. And her choreographer is Calvin, and it's funny because he is my first hip hop teacher when I was 5, 6 years old back home in my studio. Yeah, so he had started out in my studio as well. So that's why that job I still to this day is probably the coolest job I've done, because it came full circle. Mm-hmm. He was my first teacher. He's known me since I was 5, 6 years old. And then to see, you know, him, he, whenever someone asks me, like, who's your dance role model? I always say Calvin Hodge, just because I've seen him from when he was in my dance studio teaching me. And then all of a sudden he's like with Bieber, with Rihanna, with Miley, with now he's choreographing. And to see him go through all of that, I'm like, wow. Yeah. He keeps me going too. Like, I want to do exactly that as well.
Yeah,
so that was a really, really cool job. And it was freezing.
It was freezing. What'd you have on? I mean, obviously you've got tights.
Yeah, and under that we've had another layer of tights. So we had like nude tights on underneath the black tights. And then we had like the heat tech turtlenecks from Uniqlo. We had those underneath all of that. So that was really useful. We had earmuffs before we went on stage, and we had like a heated tent. So
because you have to keep your body warm.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
No
it's,
joke.
It's no joke. And then especially because our muscles freeze up when it's so cold like that. So the hardest part, I think, was when we were waiting on standby. When it's just like all the nerves are there, but at the same time it's like melted down a little bit, because now we're like, okay, now we've been here for a couple minutes on stage, but now we're freezing and now we have to wait for commercial.
It's that cold sweat thing.
Yes. And so, you know, like Calvin and his assistant Sarah, they were like, just keep moving. Yeah. So we're like there, like running in place, like trying to like just move our hands and stuff like that to keep warm. But in that moment when we were dancing, it was so cool.
And Maria Menounos, who is...
Yeah.
Right here. She got married in Times Square.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Were you guys able to see it? I know it's different parts of Times Square.
Yeah, no, it's like everywhere we looked at, there was just so many people that I don't even know where the other stations were. Like, it was
crazy.
Just so much.
Yeah. She got married on Fox.
Yeah.
Kevin Undergaro here. We love that.
That's
I was
awesome.
Like, I know, how fun.
Yeah.
They'll always have that memory too, which is unbelievable.
I mean, we had sound check around like 2 p.m. and people were already in line waiting. And yep. I was just looking around like, wow, you guys are crazy.
I do it in a warm year, but not in a 10-degree year. Oh, my goodness. Year.
I could just never, like, I don't know. Like, I could never do that.
But you have to remember, a lot of people save up, and this is on their bucket list. Yes. And this is the only year they're going to be able to do it. Yeah. So they're just like,
We gotta push through.
And you can't, like, you have to stop drinking water and stuff because you can't go to the bathroom.
That's it. No, you lose your security. Spot. Yeah. You really can't move. So all of them, I just remember watching them, their noses were like bright red, their cheeks were red, and I was like, oh my goodness, I wish I could give you guys like hot chocolate. Yeah,
they're dehydrated and they're cold. Yeah,
and they're freezing.
Yeah, and the days of like drinking in Times Square are long gone. So yeah, there's no alcohol to eat, like a little like rum to warm you up, or brandy. Yeah. Nope. None of that. Yeah, it's a lot. So that's crazy. And you just recently danced on the Ellen Show with her too. Too, yes, right?
Yeah, that was another one on my bucket list. So, yeah, so far so good. I mean, I'm just very grateful again for Calvin and Sarah for letting me be a part of the team. And yeah, Ellen, and that's someone I've always wanted to meet. So
she's so dance friendly too. Yeah,
I know. We didn't get to like meet her and talk to her. She came up to Camila and she was talking, and all the dancers just like, oh my god, like, we were just like watching, you know. But
and of course, Twitch is on the show.
I know
too,
that was so cool.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah, she does a lot of great things for dance, which I
appreciate.
She's
an incredible human. I love it.
And of course, we have you fresh off the Grammys. I mean, not even like sort of fresh, like Sunday, two days ago.
I just came back yesterday, and oh my goodness, incredible.
And you know, doing Despacito, like the song of 2017, and then it didn't win, which
I thought we were too. We should have, but it's okay.
I know. We don't vote. If we don't vote, we can't help it alone. How long did you rehearse for the Grammys performance?
We had 2 full rehearsal days. So I was lucky enough, I had known this choreography just because I've done it. I've danced for Lewis once for iHeartRadio for like this little thing. So I kind of knew it, but we had like a full day of rehearsals, and then another day was like half a full day of rehearsals, and then we had the rest of the day at the Grammys on stage. So that was when it really hit me, was when I walked into the Grammys and I walked into the venue, and there was all those pillars with everybody's names on them, like who's going to be there. And I'm just like casually reading them, and I'm like, oh, that's Beyonce, that's Jay-Z. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
And they're right there in front.
Yeah, I'm like, that's Bruno Mars, like right there, you know, like, and I was on the stage looking down at the seats like, holy cow, like that's gonna be where Bruno is, like,
and it was at Madison Square Garden, right?
and it was at Madison Square
Garden. That's another bucket list.
Yeah, exactly. Check. So it was just like so much going on at one time, and I was like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. And I was actually able to like snag a little picture. I was like sitting next to Jay-Z and Beyonce's pillars, and I was like, hey, just posing. And it was so, we all just like snuck pictures in until like the security saw us, and they were like, no pictures.
You're,
and
like, okay, I got it,
whatever, I already got it.
So who was the choreographer on this one?
Danny Lugo. Yeah, right. He's another person. I actually went on tour with a Spanish artist named Maluma. Mm-hmm. I was on tour with him, and he was a choreographer for that. So that was a great connection as well, that he was like, hey, Coco, you know, can you please come here and do this? And I was like,
yeah.
The Grammys.
Of course.
You know? So that was awesome.
You know, you've already done tour, which is, I think, is always interesting when you've worked for an artist.
Yeah.
About six months, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. It was a 6 month.
What was that tour like? Because that is such a, everyone that I've talked to, I've had, you know, people have done Backstreet Boys and things like that. J-Lo. Yeah. We just had Rudy here last week, and it's just like, it's unbelievable when you're in these big venues.
Yeah. Oh, dancing. Man. I mean, one, I don't remember what venue. I know it was in Mexico. I'm not sure what city. It was the biggest crowd that we've had on the tour. And oh my goodness, when, you know, when we come out on the stage and I just saw the lights of their phones and everyone cheering, it was crazy. I had chills all down my body. I mean, that was insane. And especially because it was me and another girl, Alex. We were the only two that weren't Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was Hispanic on the tour, just full out speaking Spanish. And, I'm like,
hola?
I'm like, hey, but by the end of the tour, I mean, I fully understood what everybody was saying just because you hear it so much. And most of them were all Colombian. So I know, like, a Colombian's way of speaking and Puerto Rican's way of speaking very well, just because I was around them so much.
You hear the difference in the dialects. Yeah,
it's very cool. Yeah, but that was an awesome experience. I mean, we went to Spain. We went everywhere. It was insane.
That's a world tour.
It was a world tour, and it was. Yeah, I learned so much there. So
that's incredible. How do you keep it going when you're on like a major world tour like that? You're traveling all these different countries. How do you make sure that like you are keeping your body in shape?
Yeah,
and you're,
I mean, vitamins were my best friend, I would definitely say. We did get food poisoning. The whole crew got food poisoning in Mexico.
Was it from like a catering?
It was from the catering in the venue. And I think it was the chicken wings with the spices. Whatever it was, we all had ate it. Oh my goodness. That show was... We actually had to break a show in King... I think it was the show in Cancun or it was the show in somewhere else, but we actually started off the show, but everyone was just like literally vomiting.
Puking, yeah, the buckets off stage.
Puking off stage, yeah, yeah, literally. And we were in a bull pit, which the smell makes it 10 times worse. So, and even the artist was sick as well. So everyone got this food poisoning and it was like three songs in and he was like, we're cutting the show. And we actually cut the show because one of the guy dancers, like he had passed. It was a mess.
But. Yeah. And that's what you have to understand yeah. too. There's not understudies when you're on these world tours. They're not like, oh, my understudy will fill in tonight.
Yeah. No, it's like you have to be in shape. I mean, I went to the gym every chance I could. And this one, the tour that I had done, it was all flying. So we didn't have a bus. So it was all every day. We'd finish the show probably around like 11 p.m. We'd go back to a hotel to shower and then we'd have to be up by 4.
And hopping on another plane.
And then hopping on another plane. And, you know, some days on a plane you can't sleep. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's turbulence. So it's like, oh, man.
Yeah, your body is like, exhausted. I don't know what to eat, sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. Like your weight changes. Like everything just changes. Your skin, you start breaking out. You got to just really.
Female hormones. It's a mess. Yeah. I was like, I know. I even know I worked for a network overnight shift.
Uh-huh.
That makes you insane.
Crazy.
The hormones, it changes all your body and everything. Yeah. And you're like, what is going on?
Yep. It's a lot.
One thing I'd love to ask you, and I think, you know, we've talked a little bit about it. I've had dancers in here that are Latina and African American, talking about what that means in the dance industry and challenges that they've had and what that means. How about for you? Because you're Japanese.
Yeah. I mean, so far, nothing, you know, I haven't been through any like challenges because I'm Japanese. I would say really the only thing is like certain auditions, like they don't need an Asian or they don't want an Asian or, you know, it's not the look they're going for.
So
obviously that's when you're out, you know, and that's just the way it is because I understand that, you know, every job has a particular, you know, theme that they need to go with or whatever the case is. And, you know, sometimes there's like a token agent. Asian. So if she's there, it is true. Like if she's there, you know, she gets the higher end. And so it's just like any other culture, it's whatever that job is. Sometimes it's, they don't need it. Sometimes, you know, like it's just,
do you feel like there's enough representation though? Because I think it's important for everyone.
Like in LA, I feel like there's a big group of Asians and it's really cool to see, like there's usually on tour, like an Asian in there. There's, you know, jobs. They usually like pop in an Asian or two. I think it's awesome. I think it's great.
Good,
I think it's really cool. So.
Cause it is, it's one of those things. I think it's a dialogue we're all having in the entertainment industry as a whole too. And just seeing, you know, is everyone being represented? Yeah. Is everyone being represented well?
Yeah.
In the way that they should be, too,
right,
I think.
Right.
Because we've got to, you know, you always have to think about the generation coming up behind you.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I loved about season 14. Again, like,
oh, I know.
Everybody was represented.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I loved that they did not make Impavido dye her hair at all. Like,
oh, yeah.
I was like, thank you for keeping it blue.
It was really cool.
I think that
everybody was able to be themselves. So that was really cool. I mean, we had three Asians in the top 10.
Huge.
I never thought that would ever happen.
No, then, I think that's a new, you know.
It was. And then for the competition to keep going, and Dassey and me and Lex, we were all like, oh, wow.
We're all still here.
Yeah. Like, that's really cool. And then for that moment of like, you know, top two, and it was me and Lex. Mm-hmm. We looked at each other during the commercial break, like, whoa, like Japanese, like way to represent.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a really proud moment for me and for Lex. And so, that's something that it was really, really cool. And it's cool because they're actually playing our season 14, the show in Japan, like the next month or so. My mom had just told me yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, when I was flying back, she was like, hey, did you know they're actually going to air season 14 in Japan on a specific TV network that, you know, people have to pay for? But I think that's really,
so
really cool.
Great.
And she had seen like an article online and they were featuring like Lex and I because we're both Japanese. So that's going to be really cool. I'm excited to see if anything comes from that. From, you know,
you might get
Japan
an invite to Japan to
go goodness,
perform.
Which I would love like that. I would one day love to go back to Japan and to teach and to do things. And,
have you been back since you?
Yeah, I have. But I've usually just gone back for family purposes or, you know, things like that. I've never been there to dance. So that's something that I really do want to do. And I know Lex has gone a lot for dance and stuff like that. So I've actually talked to him about it. And I'm like, where do I go? Like, I don't really know that whole side of it.
Right.
So I would love to go one day and to teach.
Some studios.
And to see that talent. I mean, I think they're incredible. So
and I will say that they when it comes to the arts, they're so supportive of artists.
Yeah.
And when they find someone they love, they lift you up.
They really do. It's really cool.
I love that. Yeah. I do. Yeah. It's cool. Like, oh gosh.
Yeah.
But that's great though. Now I always like to ask, cause it's one of those things that I'm like, it's been something that's been ongoing, uh-huh. and especially I'm doing award show season right now, and we've been talking a lot about women being represented behind the camera and stuff like that. And I'm like, is it good in dance? Like, are we doing the right thing? Yeah. Do we need to talk more about this?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's always going to be a time to be better. Like, it's, you know, we can always be better.
We don't have it figured out 100% ever.
And we know ever, we won't ever. But as long as, you know, I feel like the dance community, everyone's equal in that way. Like, we all want to all be represented. So mm-hmm. I think we're all very supportive with each other for that. So it's
good.
We're doing what we can.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I know. And then where we can do better, we'll come up with ideas. Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Bucket list. I know you have like lots on your bucket list and you've been checking things off really quickly. So
yeah, that's just like, been luck.
So you think, I mean, Madison Square, Grammys.
Yeah, I don't take that for granted at all. It's been insane.
What's still on the bucket list?
Oh man. Just dancing. I think dancing for specific artists, I would just love to dance for.
Any particular artist that you'd like, they're my dream artist.
Yeah. He unfortunately doesn't have dancers yet, because I think he will one day.
Yep.
But Sam Smith
is
my number one favorite artist.
I saw a lot of Sam Smith like tweets and stuff. Like,
yeah, I love him.
He's in the same room as me.
Oh, yeah. I was able to watch like his sound check. Oh my goodness. And I was just like fangirling in this. And I was like,
this is amazing.
Keep it cool. And then like after he went off and he like walked past us and I was just like, oh my God.
You're like,
oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah, I was just silently freaking out.
Sam Smith, hire some dancers.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, well, if you ever need a dancer, like, I'm right here.
I'm it. That's all you need.
Beyonce is another one just love to feel her energy of, you know, because when she sings, you can feel her. Like, you feel her energy. It goes throughout the whole room. And so I would love to feel the energy of that on stage. I can only imagine how that feels. Or Rihanna, or just, you know, big names that I would just love to, because I think they're cool people. So I would love to see how it is to dance with them. And yeah,
Rihanna was kind of killing it on stage at the Grammys.
She's amazing. She's gorgeous.
I was like, wow.
I would love to spend
a day
with
her. I feel like I've seen her like dance like that in a while.
Yeah,
so I
would love. Yeah, she's a cool girl. I feel like if you just sit down and talk with her, she's super cool.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of dig that.
Yeah.
How about like Oscars?
Oh my goodness.
Dance at the Oscars?
Yeah, I would love to.
I've already been in the theater, but you know.
I would, I mean, any job that comes my way, I'm just like, wow, this is really cool. You know, like there's not ever one thing that I'm like, I need to do or I want to do. It's like every experience has just taught me so much. And, you know, it's just been so like surreal to actually be able to do this. I mean, when I was little, I was like dreaming of being able to do things and do these jobs and, you know, this interview and things like that. And to actually be here and doing this, it's so humbling.
It's crazy, it's great. Isn't it?
Yeah. I'm just so grateful. And that's what I want to share to like the little girls at my studio that I've, you know, taught growing up since they were like four, that this is all so possible. You just really have to believe it. And if you put it out there in the universe and if you have that tunnel vision of like, this is my goal for this year and I'm going to do it and I'm going to get it. If you just do it, it will come. You know,
put in that hard work.
If you put in the work and you're a good person, I always say that's all you really need to do. You know, be a good person and put in the work that you need to do.
Yeah.
And if you do those two, then
those two are like,
it'll, you know, wherever it leads you to, it's not wrong. You know, it'll take you to the right path. So
that's great advice.
Yeah.
So you're interested in choreography. I heard you like mentioned.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I would love to. I mean, I still feel like I have so much to learn before I can teach, you know, people around the world. But, you know, the people that I do teach, and I do a little bit of conventions here and there. Mm-hmm. And when I do that, I feel very like, It's like nerve-wracking because I'm like, man, I know in myself I can't give all the answers. I don't have it. And I still have so much to learn before I give anything. But I'm like, I love to share what I do have and the knowledge that I do have. So when I do get to teach and I get to see people do my work, it's like, whoa, that's so cool.
So fun.
I get just as excited as they do, you know? And after the show, I was able to go to Intrigue, the dance convention, and I've been doing a little classes here and there with them. And to see like when I go into the mini group and into the babies and they just all are like, oh my goodness.
So cute.
Oh my goodness. It fills my heart with so much joy. And it's just like, wow, there really are so many people watching us, you know, the top 10 and really like just all the dancers, like people are watching. So it's a cool reminder to just always be a good person and like Yeah,
they're you're a role model, yeah. whether you like it or not. Like, well, I guess I was your artist.
On the show, you're a role model. Yeah,
yeah. I was your artist going, like, I'm not a role model. I'm like, no, there are always people
looking
up to you, and you should act accordingly.
Yeah.
Act accordingly. Yeah. We are almost out of time, believe it or not. I know. It goes by so quickly. You have good, I was like, how do I phrase this? You've got exciting things coming up.
Yeah, very
not
exciting
announced.
Things.
Some of you probably know, you know what it is. But it's
very excited.
So an exciting spring ahead. Let's just put that.
Yes, very exciting. So far, so good. Everything's going great. I'm very excited for
my future. And working with some great people. Yeah, very amazing solid. People. Yeah. So I want to just, everyone keep your eyes and ears open.
Yeah, great on news to come.
Yes. I know. I wish we could say something, but we can't. Awesome. And I've been in touch with, trying to announce some of the news, and I haven't been allowed to either. So it's like,
it'll happen.
It'll happen. But where can everybody find you and learn more information about you and learn about that good news that'll be coming up soon?
Yeah. My social media, I feel like Instagram I keep up with the most, at @Coco_Iwasaki. And my Twitter, I'm on there here and there. That's at KOINAAY.
Like Koine.
Yeah, it's like so people know how to say my name.
But not Koine, like poor Nigel said the whole.
Yeah. And I actually just recently was able to open up a website. My agency was able to open a website for me. So it's www.koineiwasaki.com. So it's been really cool.
That's
I'm very,
great.
Very grateful. Yeah.
Are you going to put up like videos?
There's like videos and pictures from the show and things that I've done and like my credits and stuff like that on there. So we'll just keep that updated and
keep it fresh. I love
that. Very excited. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in. I was so excited we were able to work this out and everything else.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy. Yeah,
and as I said, we're going to be trying to get the other two in.
Yeah.
Taylor for sure is on the calendar. I know that, but we got to work on Kiki next.
Yeah, we'll get them on there.
And I just want to let you guys know that tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time, I will be on Sirius Radio with Maria Menounos.
Yay!
And Max Schmierkowski. And Peter Murgatroyd. So we'll be talking all things Dancing with the Stars.
That's
so
amazing.
I hope you guys follow us and listen. And of course, you can find all the information on my Twitter account @KristenBurt. We will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you.
To The Point with Kristen Burt, presented by Dance Network and, of course, Popcorn Talk. See you next week.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spiezel, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Westbrook, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.
Jeffrey, just graduated fresh on campus. Fresh out east.